Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. I know when it comes to meal prep, sometimes the hardest part is just coming up with ideas. For most of the moms I talk to, it's not the idea of meal prep that's hard. It's figuring out where to start and what to actually prep. And for most of the moms I work with, the areas that tend to be the most difficult to get meals on the table for yourself are breakfast and lunch. Oftentimes, as busy moms, we spend a lot of time thinking and shopping for breakfasts and lunches for our kiddos, and oftentimes we put ourselves on the back burner. But we need to be well-fueled to feel well and to be able to keep up with our busy life and our busy family. So if you're working on getting into a meal prep routine this spring, keep listening for 10 of my favorite easy, high-protein spring meal prep breakfast and lunch ideas. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Welcome back to the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. I'm Chris Dovniak. I'm the founder of Healthy Mama Chris. I'm a trained chef, a busy mom, and I've been a meal prepper for over 10 years. I've also worked as a personal chef for over a decade, so I understand how difficult it can be to prep all of your meals ahead of time, because it's literally what I do as a job. I prep meals for other people so that meals are easy. And if you listened to my episode last week, I actually talked about how I got into meal prepping myself. It was in the early days, working as a personal chef myself and kind of putting my own health and wellness on the back burner and realizing I needed to do something to take care of myself as I was preparing these healthy, delicious meals for other people. And I also talked about how my meal prep evolved as an early meal prepper, a single person. I was not a single person. I was married. I am married. Same guy. But my husband and I were living in Toronto. We didn't have any kids at the time. And then once I had my first daughter, I really needed to evolve my meal prep into a method that worked for me as a busy mom. And that was where my Healthy Mama meal prep method was born. But last week, we also talked about the importance of evolving and revolving our meal prep based on our different seasons. We're going to need different things in different seasons because, as we know, as moms, everything's a season. We're always in a different season than the last season we were in, right? So for us as a family right now, we're in a season of doing a ton of travel on the weekends. So for me, I've had to kind of modify when I do my meal prep because I used to do my meal prep on Saturday or not Saturday, Sunday afternoons. Wow, I don't even know my own schedule. On Sunday afternoons, and recently I've been experimenting with doing my meal prep on either a Friday, so we have things ready to go for the weekend on our busy weekends, or on a Monday when we get back from our weekend travels. So that's just one way that we have evolved in our meal prep. And the idea of revolving our meal prep, having our meal prep look a certain way for a season and then shifting into the next season. And I talk all about this in the last episode, which I will link in the show notes, or you can just head back to the last episode. It's a good one to listen to before this one. I talked in that episode about how in this season, breakfast and lunch are more priorities for me than dinner. In some seasons, it's really busy in the evenings, and I want to focus more on getting things like veggies and proteins prepped for dinners. But in this season, breakfast and lunch for myself, for my husband, and lunch items for the kids as well has been my priority. And even if it shifts at a different time, I know that this is what's working for me now, and this is what I'm going to focus on. And so that's where I encouraged you to go, okay, what do I really need? Because we do not need to be spending all day preparing all of our meals ahead of time unless we have such a busy schedule that that's the only way we're going to get healthy meals on the table. And that batch cooking does work for some people, which is why I talk about three different styles of meal prep in my Healthy Mama Meal Prep course. But for most busy moms, it's really just about prioritizing what you need in this season. And I find with many busy moms, like I said in the intro, our breakfast and lunches tend to get pushed to the back burner, and we just end up eating whatever's on hand rather than thinking ahead and making ourselves a meal that is nourishing and also going to keep us full for our busy day. So this doesn't mean we need to ignore the rest of the people in our family when it comes to prepping, but if it's already easy for you to get those school lunches done without prep, now I very much prefer having some fruit and veggies and sometimes a sauce or a snack ready to go so that school lunches come together in no time. I prefer that, and that works for a lot of the moms I work with too. So my kids' lunches are also a priority for me, and when I prep for myself, I also prep for my husband for breakfast and lunch for at least a couple days, and then typically I will do kind of a little refresh prep if we need it midweek as well. But what's important here is that I identified for myself, and I've heard from a lot of moms as well, that I really needed to start prioritizing prep for me so that I have those items ready to go and I don't have to think about it. Having less decisions to make during the day and during a busy week is so nice. My husband and I went on a date night last night and we were like, let's just go to a local brewery and that we haven't been to because we live in an area with a ton of microbreweries and we tend to go to the same one or two. They're kid friendly, so we'll bring our kids, we'll go and have a beer, the kids will play cornhole and, you know, we'll go home, have dinner. It's one of our fun little, you know, 1 to 2 our family activities that we'll do on the weekend when we're in town. And so we wanted to try something new, and you kind of never know if a brewery is going to be family friendly, so it's nice to check it out before. So that's what we decided to do for our date night. And my husband was like, okay, where do you want to go? And I'm like, I have no idea. I can't think. I'm so tired from making so many decisions today. I finished my taxes this week. I was just like, you know what? Can you just decide for me? And so he narrowed it down to 2. He's like, which one do you want to go to? And I'm like, I literally do not care. You can choose for me. So having less decisions and knowing that I have easy, healthy meals ready to go in the fridge is a game changer for me. Even though recipe development and personal chefing is what I do, especially when I'm at someone else's house prepping food for them, I need to have something quick and easy to just wash my hands, eat my food, wash my hands again, and get back into prep so that it's done in a reasonable time. So this is so important for me. And I know for many moms, if you're listening and you're like, yeah, I could really use a quick and easy lunch that's not from, you know, the drive-thru, then this episode's for you. I want to help you with some really easy prep ahead recipes for breakfast and lunch, especially recipes that are high in protein. Now, I know that high-protein meals aren't a priority for everyone, but I do know that many of us are waking up to the importance of protein for things like strength and longevity, as well as satiety. So we know that protein is the most satiating nutrient. So that's why I emphasize protein in my meals, and I try to emphasize proteins in the meals in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club and in my Healthy Mama Meal Prep cookbook within the Healthy Mama Meal Prep course as well, because I want you to eat the meals that I share and feel satisfied, not just by the flavor, but I want you to feel like this is a meal that I ate, it felt good, and it kept me full for a while, because the feeling of being constantly hungry, especially when you're busy, is probably one of the worst feelings, in my opinion. I want a meal that sticks with me for a while. And for me, with PCOS, high protein meals are really essential to keep my blood sugar balanced as well. So for me, I truly feel the difference in how long meals keep me full and how I feel when I eat meals that are higher in protein, when I'm focusing on protein. So if it's not a priority for you, that's okay. These meals will still be really great for you for the reasons I mentioned above. And they're just really good meals anyway. So all of the recipes that I'm going to share are linked below. And if they're not linked below, then all of them are in the Healthy Mama Meal Prep cookbook that is an exclusive with my Healthy Mama Meal Prep course. And if you haven't yet heard, my Healthy Mama Meal Prep course, my best-selling Healthy Mama Meal Prep course that has helped hundreds of women over the past 7 years learn to meal prep in a way that's actually doable in as little as 1 hour, is on sale. Sale for our annual spring sale for $100 off. It is the most I ever take off the Healthy Mama Meal Prep course because the course is jam-packed with so much information. The concept is really simple. I teach you about the three styles of meal prep so you can choose the one that works best for you. Because just like with our nutrition and really anything in life, there is no one size fits all. So I am going to teach you my 1 hour meal prep method within Healthy Mama Meal Prep. And that might work for you, and it does work for most busy moms. But if you need more of a batch cooking method, or you want to take it down a notch and just prep some ingredients, I'm also going to teach you how to make that work for you as well, and where to hit the ground running with meal prep based on whatever style you choose. And then if your life shifts and changes and you need a different style of meal prep, you have that resource there for you as well to shift and evolve of your meal prep in a way that works for you. I'll teach you exactly how to plan your meals for more efficient prep, where to start with your prep, how to prep faster, how to make cleanup easier. There's over 15 cooking demos, and most importantly, like I mentioned, over 150 prep-friendly recipes in the Healthy Mama Meal Prep cookbook. There's also my Healthy Mama Meal Prep guide included in there with a 4-week done-for-you prep plan if you want just 4 weeks. This is what to prep over the next 4 weeks to make it easy. There is so much in there. There's a ton of bonuses. I mentioned those cooking demos. There is previous meal prep class recordings if you want to follow along with my meal prep as well. My favorite meal prep tools and containers. Like I said, it is jam-packed. It is self-paced, so there's no start date or stop date. You can sign up. You can go through it as fast or as slow as you want to, and you will have lifetime access to be able to refer back to it. And anytime I add new material, like new cooking demos, I have a couple new ones to add this week, you will always get all of the updates with lifetime access as well. So if you're ready to get started with your meal prep or to get back into a meal prep routine, head to healthymamachris.com/meal prep and enter code SPRINGPREP at checkout, or you can click the link in the show notes below as well. The sale is only on through April 22nd, so use code SPRINGPREP for $100 off Healthy Mama Meal Prep. I am so confident it will teach you everything you need to know to make meal prep work in your busy life. Even if you've tried meal prep before and it hasn't worked, there's a good chance it's just because you're not meal prepping in a way that works for you. And as someone who has prepped for other people for over a decade, there's a lot of different ways we can meal prep, and it's all about finding the way that works for you. All right, so now that you're in Healthy Mama meal prep, let's talk about some specific breakfasts and lunches that you can make starting this week. Now, I don't recommend you make all of these breakfasts and all of these lunches this week. Just choose one that you can easily meal prep that are high protein and are going to make your week easier and healthier. Let's start with breakfast. Breakfast is probably my favorite thing to meal prep because even though I love a good quick smoothie in the morning for breakfast, having a easy breakfast option on hand that I don't have to do anything but maybe heat up is just a game changer, honestly, especially in this season that has been very busy. Having just a grab and go breakfast, I have been getting into strength training this year again after being a runner for many, many years and struggling with some reoccurring plantar fasciitis in my foot, and just the only thing that's worked is taking a ton of rest. So I've taken several months off from running and I'm really focusing on my strength training. So my morning routines have very much been just having a quick pre-workout when I get the kids out the door to school. I'm very thankful in this season. My husband is home. Many of you know that he goes away for 4 months out of the year. So it's really nice that he's home now. He brings the kids to school. I head to the gym. So I have a quick little when I say pre-workout, it's just a little snack. Usually it's like a piece of toast with some peanut butter and jam or half a banana with some peanut butter, something like that. And then I will go to the gym. And when I come home, I need to jump right into work. The only exception here is if I'm teaching a cooking class or personal chefing. Otherwise, I typically come home and I'm either jumping right into podcasting or usually it is some sort of recipe development. And because there is only so much light in the day and the kids are only at school for so long, I need to jump right in. So I eat something really fast. I get myself showered. I put on my makeup if I'm doing a video that day, and I am in and working usually by 10 a.m. And that means like everything is ready to go. I'm like cooking by 10 a.m. So I've done all of my prep that I need to do ahead for my cooking. Like I said, I've gotten myself ready. So that means that I have very little time to actually eat breakfast. I'm not cooking myself breakfast in the morning. Even though I work from home the majority of the time, I want something that's either easy blend or reheat and go in the morning. So I'm sure your mornings are different than mine, unless you also happen to be a recipe developer, and maybe they're similar. But I think for a lot of us, we have similar situations where we are eating breakfast in between doing other things as busy moms. If you're a working mom, maybe it is you're eating it before you get out the door to drop the kids off and then go to work. Or maybe it's you are just heading out the door and you want something quick and easy when you get to the office. Maybe you're work from home and the situation is similar, but you just come back home, whatever it might be. Or, you know, you are dropping one kid off at one place and then another kid off at another place. And then you're coming back. And by the time you've done all of the drop-offs, you're starving. Breakfast is so important. And it's one of my favorites to have prepped. So one of my favorites that I've been really enjoying a lot lately as the weather has gotten a little bit warmer is overnight oats. And I love adding extra protein to my overnight oats. My basic overnight oats recipe is just rolled oats with some chia seeds, which make it really thick and creamy, and also add fiber, which helps to keep you full. I use Greek yogurt. If you are dairy-free, you can use a dairy-free coconut yogurt. Hot tip, if you have never tried the, oh my gosh, what is it called? Harmless Harvest? Let me look that up for you to make sure I'm giving you the right name. Yes, it is Harmless Harvest Yogurt. Their Greek yogurt is by far the best coconut yogurt I have ever had. Now, it's not high in protein, but it is high in healthy fats. It is creamy. It is thick. It is so delicious. And it's lower in sugar, even the ones that have flavoring in them as well. So check that out. We get it at our local Whole Foods. My kids really love it as well. So that would be a great alternative if you're dairy free, then you use any sort of milk you want to. So this can be a dairy milk or a dairy-free milk. And then to make them more high in protein, I love to add some protein powder. Currently, I have been using the Ascent Whey protein. It works really well for my body. I also really love the Ohm Nutrition protein, and I use vanilla. So you get that vanilla flavor and a little bit of sweetness, but I also add a little bit of maple syrup to it as well, a pinch of salt. You can add in cinnamon, and then I typically let it sit overnight, and then I add whatever fruit I want to in the morning. Sometimes I'll add nuts to it as well, or peanut butter, but they're so good and they're so filling because they're so packed with protein and fiber. The second one I love, and I'm back on my smoothie game these days because I kind of got burnt out by smoothies. Last year, I created a smoothie ebook, my deliciously drinkable smoothie ebook. You can still get that online. I'll link it. And I made so many smoothies over a period of months. I think I was just like, I need a break from smoothies. And I have been drinking smoothies as my main breakfast for years and years and years, like probably 6 or 7 years. I can't, probably longer. And I love my smoothie formula. It keeps me really full. And I've heard from a lot of you that that is the smoothie formula that keeps you full as well. So I love my smoothies, but I needed a break. So I've eaten a lot of these alternatives for breakfast, but I'm back on my smoothie game. And one of my favorite things to meal prep, and it takes 5 minutes. The overnight oats also take 5 minutes. They're very, very simple. Gather all your ingredients, put them in a big bowl, add them to jars, let them sit overnight. You're done. The one that I have been loving lately is smoothie bags. So basically all I do is get any of my fruit, my vegetables, my chia seeds, all in a bag. And then all I have to do in the morning is dump in those ingredients. There's no like rifling through the freezer and the fridge and pulling things out. The only things I pull out are whatever milk I'm going to use and my protein powder. So it's dump the bag, milk, protein powder, blend, on the go. It is that simple. You can even put nuts or nut butter in there as well. Lately, the blend that I have been loving is about a half of a cup of frozen berries and then a smaller portion of frozen either pineapple, mango, or banana. I'll use half a banana. And then I will do a tablespoon of chia seeds. I have been using either full fat coconut milk, like the canned coconut milk, or I've been using 2% milk. Then I will also add a handful of spinach and some frozen cauliflower rice, which adds some extra fiber. No, you cannot taste it. And then I will also add in my protein powder along with the milk once that's all done. So just to clarify, I do not add the milk to the smoothie bag. It's literally just the fruit, the chia seeds. And like I said, you could add a nut or a nut butter to that as well. But I've just been doing the chia seeds and then some sort of green, the cauliflower rice. And then when I go to blend it, that's when I add the milk and the protein powder. So smoothie bags are amazing. I use Stasher bags, the sandwich size bags, and they are the perfect size for smoothie bags. I also have some from Target, but I don't find they seal as well. Actually, let me clarify again. You can get the Stasher bags at Target, but Target has their own brand of reusable bags, which work fine. They definitely don't work for liquids, but they do tend to unseal in the freezer, so they wouldn't be my top recommendation. I like the Stasher bags. I know they're a bit pricier. Typically, I recommend buying them when they're on sale on Amazon because you can get them for a good price, or sometimes Target Circle has sales. Then they're a little bit more. I always think they're worth it because they're reusable, but I know that they're a bit pricey. So I've kind of built up my stash of Stasher bags over the years. Okay, number three, you have heard me talk about these before, but when we're talking about high protein, I love egg muffins or egg cups, whatever you want to call them. I use the terms interchangeably. Basically, they're kind of like a mini frittata or crustless quiche that you cook in a muffin tin. Now, when I say a muffin tin, I recommend a million times over a silicone muffin pan. You can get them on Amazon for about 10 bucks. The fancier ones are like 20 bucks. I don't think you need a fancy one. The one that I have that you see me use in my meal prep videos is like 10 years old. It was my mom's. She gave to me because she wasn't using it and now she needs her own. So I am upgrading to a new one because it's kind of starting to fall apart, but I mean, it's 10 years old. So they're very inexpensive. I still use some cooking spray. I just use the Chosen Foods avocado oil spray or the Trader Joe's version. It's just avocado oil so that they really just pop right out. But they are so good. You can make really basic ones with just eggs and whatever veggies you want. Heartier veggies I will cook ahead of time, things like broccoli. Otherwise, you can put the veggies in raw and they will cook while the egg muffins cook. They take about 20-ish minutes in the oven. So you can do eggs, a little bit of milk, whatever seasonings you want, and veggies. Super quick and easy. If you want a texture similar to the egg bites at Starbucks, then you want to add some. So you put your silicone muffin tin on top of, I keep saying tin, but silicone muffin pan on top of a baking sheet, and you add some water to the bottom of it. This will help to steam them, and it'll give you that really custardy texture as well. Hot tip. So you can do a basic egg muffin, or you can do a more high protein egg muffin. I love doing half full eggs because I love that yolk for those nutrients, and then half egg whites for some extra protein. And then I will also add some cottage cheese to the mix as well. And I should have mentioned you can also add shredded cheese or bacon or ham or anything else you want to your basic egg muffins as well. So there's a lot of different ways you can make them. A recipe I just shared recently is a different take on the egg muffins, and it's mini egg bakes. You use 2-cup containers. I buy mine in a 3-pack. They're by Pyrex at Target. I will link those, and I'll also link the egg muffin container and the stasher bags as well. I also have overnight oat jars that I love that have a spoon attached to them. I'll link all of those favorite meal prep containers because I know sometimes having the right tools can make a difference in making our meal prep happen. We're like, all right, I've got the containers. I'm going to do it, right? So I really love turning them into mini egg bakes as well. And I have a high protein egg bake that has like 15 grams of protein each, I want to say. I calculated it, but it could be more than that as well. So that's another take on mini egg bakes or mini egg muffins. I like the individuals. The egg muffins are great because you can have 2, you can have 3, you can have as many as feels good to you. Usually I have more than one. One is great for a snack, but 2 to 3 is usually what I have. Personally, that helps to keep me full. But you know, you do you. You do what feels good for you. If you want to eat 6 for breakfast, go for it, mama. So those are a really great high protein breakfast option to meal prep. Another one that I love and my kids have been loving is protein waffles. I have a basic protein waffle recipe on my website, and you can add blueberries to it. You can add chopped strawberries. You can add chocolate chips to it. I love drizzling peanut butter over the top of it, serving it with some sliced banana. You could also use bananas in the mix as well. If you have a waffle maker, we just have a little, I think the brand is Oster. It's like a $15-ish waffle maker we got on Amazon. It's very simple, but it makes these big Belgian waffles, and the protein waffles are so good and they're so filling. So these are, and they're very easy to make. You just make them in a blender. So you blend all of the ingredients, pour it into the greased waffle maker, and let the waffle maker do its thing. Rinse and repeat. And you can even freeze these and reheat them in a toaster oven, or if your toaster is big enough. We don't have a toaster, we just use the oven. I have a toaster oven, but I use it for cooking classes, so we don't actually use it. You can even reheat them in the air fryer as well. So protein waffles are a go-to in our house. And last but not least, breakfast sandwiches. Did you know you could meal prep breakfast sandwiches ahead of time? I love meal prepping breakfast sandwiches on some English muffins. I will make a very thin veggie egg bake in the oven in a 9x13-inch pan. So it's bigger than, or it's wider than what you would make a normal egg bake in. So it's thinner, so you can use cookie cutters or a biscuit cutter to cut out round pieces if you are using English muffins, or you can just cut them into squares. And I've gotten asked this before because I shared these on Instagram and somebody was like, do you throw away the excess, like the outside pieces, when you're using a cookie cutter? I'm like, absolutely not. I eat them. So we're not about waste around here, but it is fun to cut them out into circles. You can put them on your English muffin. I like putting bacon on them. You could also put cheese on them, though I have cheese in the mix as well. And you could just do this. You could do this in a variety of different ways. You could just do that same high protein mixture you would use for the egg muffins or the mini egg bakes as well. You could just do regular mix of eggs and milk or eggs and egg whites. You can really mix this up, but essentially you create that egg bake, you cut out the pieces, add them to your English muffin with whatever other protein you want on top, whether it's bacon or cheese or ham. Top it with the other side of the English muffin, and you can either refrigerate these for up to 5 days or freeze them and reheat them in the air fryer. That's our preference. We also love using the air fryer. Recently, I had somebody ask me on Instagram if I use the air fryer to reheat breakfast burritos, and up until then, the answer was no, I have not, but I need to try it. We tried it. It is now our go-to. Same thing with the veggie breakfast sandwiches. You can reheat them in the oven. You can reheat them in the microwave without any foil you have them in, of course, and then or you can reheat them in the air fryer as well. So those are 5 of my favorite go-to high protein breakfast options: overnight oats, smoothie bags, mini egg bakes or egg muffins, protein waffles, and veggie breakfast sandwiches, or egg breakfast sandwiches, whatever way you want to do it. Let's move on to lunch. I have a lot to say about lunch because meal prep lunches, like I've said, were kind of where it all started for me. Now, I wasn't eating a good breakfast in the morning when I was working as a personal chef, and so I shifted to smoothies pretty quickly. I mean, that is how long I've been drinking smoothies is since I was working as a personal chef, like 12 years ago. Yeah. For a long time, I told people that I've been a chef for a decade, which is true, except I graduated from culinary school in 2010. So that is significantly more than a decade. That is 14 years almost. It'll be 14 years in September. So I've been drinking smoothies for a very long time. But lunch was really what changed the game for me because when I was working full-time as a personal chef, I was not eating lunch in the middle of the day. I was just snacking on whatever I was making, you know, just tasting things. And I was full enough. Like I was giving my body enough fuel that my body wasn't constantly hungry. I was also probably working off of adrenaline. And then I would get onto the subway on the way home and like scarf down a granola bar. I'd be so starving. And then I'd get home and we'd order takeout. And that is, you've heard my meal prep story before. If you haven't, listen to the last episode because I was exhausted and starving. And this is how I was in this really unhealthy cycle that I think a lot of us can very easily get into when we're not prepared. So some of the lunches that I started prepping were things like my chopped chicken and chickpea salad. You all, this is one of my favorite meal prep recipes because it is so wildly simple. The ingredients are so simple. It is chickpeas. It is pre-cooked chicken, so you can make my perfect pan-seared chicken. That's my recommendation. You can grill up some chicken. You can use rotisserie chicken. You can use pre-cooked chicken from Trader Joe's. Some sort of chicken, a can of chickpeas. The dressing is just lemon juice, olive oil, salt, and pepper. You mix this with a ton of fresh herbs, some tomatoes, some cucumbers, some feta. Sometimes I'll add red onion to it as well. You're in, you're out, you're done. That is it. It is such an easy recipe and it gets better over the next couple of days. It's so tasty. You have to try it. The recipe is on my website. It has been a recipe of mine for over a decade because it is just so easy to throw together during meal prep and to have an easy, high protein, flavorful, but very simple recipe on hand for lunches. So that is one I started with and one I continue to make. I literally made it last week as part of my meal prep. Another thing I started making and I still love to make to this day is chicken salad. So for most of my chicken salads, I will shred some chicken in the Instant Pot. So I'll make Instant Pot shredded chicken and then I'll make the chicken salad from there. Sometimes I will do my perfect pan-seared chicken as well. Or in a pinch, I will also use a rotisserie chicken that I just shred up and throw all of that meat into the bowl. I'll make a quick dressing and I'll add the chicken and whatever other ingredients, and you have like a 5 minute, literally 5 to 10 minute, very easy, high protein chicken salad. A few of my favorites are my tarragon chicken salad. I've been making that for years. It uses really, really flavorful tarragon, cranberries, diced almonds or chopped almonds, diced celery, my buffalo chicken salad, which has a lightly spicy buffalo sauce, my peanut chicken salad, which is a ton of shredded veggies with a really delicious Thai-inspired peanut sauce, my pesto chicken salad, which is essentially just half mayo, half pesto, chicken mixed with some sun-dried tomatoes. It's really great in the summertime, especially if you have fresh basil and you make some fresh pesto. I love making my spinach almond pesto, which does have that fresh basil in it too, but it cuts it in half, so it's a little bit less expensive, and I use almonds instead of pine nuts for the same reason. So those are some of my favorite chicken salad recipes. I also have a really delicious apple, dill, and walnut chicken salad and a cucumber dill chicken salad. All of those are so good, and I just rotate through chicken salads like probably every other week in my meal prep. Another favorite high protein lunch option, which you can also make vegetarian, are jar salads. I love starting with a base of some sort of a protein for my jar salads. So this could be chicken, it could be steak, it could be chickpeas, it could be black beans, it could be deli meat. So some of my favorite jar salads are Cobb salad jars, which I use my perfect pan seared chicken for. Also add hard cooked eggs and, well, bacon doesn't have a ton of protein. It's more of a fat. But that's kind of where I start with the protein. My Greek chicken meal prep orzo jars, that recipe is a part of my latest meal prep class, which you'll get if you are a part of the Healthy Mama Meal Prep course. And so that also uses some Greek marinated chicken. My Italian grinder jars uses salami and pepperoni for that Italian grinder feel. My Thai crunch quinoa salad has quinoa and edamame in it. I also have a Greek chickpea salad as well that you can make in a jar with quinoa as well, and a Mexican inspired black bean jar salad. All of those are in the Healthy Mama Meal Prep course cookbook as well. So I always start with that protein base and then I build on it with lots of other yummy ingredients, usually some sort of a green and then some other easy to prep ingredients that stay well in a jar, things like cucumber and red onions and tomatoes or some variation of them. I love adding things like olives or chopped nuts for some extra texture and extra flavor, cheese like feta or some sort of a shredded cheese as well. So any of those jar salads, I'll link all the ones that are on my website, or like I said, they're also in the Healthy Mama Meal Prep cookbook as well. They're so great. Now, people have asked me if I eat them out of the jar, and the answer is no way. Like, I always dump them into another bowl so you can mix everything together. Sometimes I'll put the dressing in the jar depending on the salad. Sometimes I'll keep it out of the jar. It's kind of up to you, but I always dump it into a bowl and just toss it with the dressing. So my chopped chicken and chickpea salad, chicken salad in varying forms, jar salads. Let's talk about some grain salads. Grain salads are a great meal prep option because grains keep pretty well in the fridge. One of my favorites is my Moroccan-inspired quinoa and chickpea salad. So you cook up some quinoa, you roast up some carrots and cabbage. You could also do broccoli if you're not a cabbage fan. Use red cabbage and roast up some chickpeas with some ras el hanout. Toss that all with a really easy orange dressing, some almonds, some olives, some green olives, and either dried cranberries or chopped dried apricots. It is so flavorful. You have those savory warming spices that you roast the vegetables with. Then you have that bright orangey dressing, the briny olives, the crunchy almonds, the sweet dried fruit. It is so, so good. I actually ate that for meal prep 2 weeks ago. So I love that one. And I also love other grain salads. Any of my farro salads are really great. You could also use brown rice if you are gluten-free and you don't want to use farro as well. I have a spring farro salad recipe I just shared that's so good with some blanched asparagus and peas and radishes and a delicious lemon honey dressing. Some feta for that brininess and a ton of fresh herbs, mint, dill. It's really, really flavorful and very much reminds me of all of the flavors of spring. And last but not least, we're going to throw in what feels like a wild card because I know people are kind of divided on tuna. Now, I love a good tuna salad. I just had a delicious tuna salad from Sprouts. It's an herb tuna salad I'm going to recreate for the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. But I love a good can of tuna, especially a can of tuna in oil. When I lived in Italy for the summer in college, I had this salad and it was just called insalata tonno. And I am so sorry to every Italian person out there for that terrible accent, but I'm working on it. We really want to take the kids to Italy, so I'm working on it. And basically, it was a bed of greens with a can of oil-packed tuna, like the best oil-packed tuna you can imagine, mozzarella balls, some tomatoes, and corn. It was corn as well. And what else was on it? I have to look up the picture. I have a picture of it on my Facebook in like a hidden album from when I went to Italy. And I'll find it and I'll post it on the Healthy Mama Kitchen Instagram and share it with you. That's not the recipe I'm sharing about meal prepping, but I do think I need to recreate it this summer. I do, because I love tuna, especially tuna packed in oil. And I know not everyone feels the same way, but tuna is so packed with protein. And one of my favorite meal prep salads, actually my sister made this recently as well, is a really easy tuna and white bean salad with red onions and capers. It's a very Mediterranean style salad. Use a ton of fresh parsley as well. It comes together really fast. And because it's basically just tuna, white beans, and some aromatics, it holds up really, really well in the fridge. You can eat it with crackers. You can have it with bread. You can eat it on its own as well. It's really tasty. And it's one I kind of pull out of my back pocket every spring and summer season because you can keep pretty much everything on hand in your pantry or in your fridge, and it comes together really fast. So to recap, the lunches that I love, high protein lunches that I love to meal prep, are my chopped chicken and chickpea salad, chicken salad in varying forms, tarragon, buffalo, peanut chicken, pesto chicken, cucumber dill. I love a great jar salad like my Cobb salad jars, Greek chicken orzo jars, Italian grinder, Thai crunch quinoa salad, my Mexican quinoa salad, my Moroccan quinoa and chickpea salad as well, or my spring farro salad with some sort of a protein on top to round it out as a full meal, or my tuna and white bean salad, and or my tuna and white bean salad. All of those are favorites to meal prep ahead of time that hold up well in the fridge that you can make and will keep for anywhere from 3 to 5 days. I never recommend keeping any meal prep items longer than 5 days. So 3 to 5 days is going to be your max, but usually I do a few days worth. And then I'll do a refresh, or we'll have leftovers for the last couple of days of the week. I know I get asked that often. So I hope this was helpful in giving you a ton of breakfast and lunch ideas for your meal prep in the spring and the summertime. I will link the recipes I shared down below in the show notes. And I will also link containers and other episodes I mentioned that would be helpful for you starting your meal prep in this spring season. And if you are looking for help to get started with meal prep in a way that actually works for you in a reasonable amount of time, that works for your lifestyle, that you aren't just going to quit after 2 weeks because you burn yourself out, then definitely check out the Healthy Mama Meal Prep course sale going on through April 22nd for $100 off. This is the best deal that I offer for Healthy Mama Meal Prep, and it only goes on sale 4 times a year in the new year, in the springtime, back to school, and Black Friday. So the next time it will be on sale is in August and September. So if you're ready to get into that meal prep routine now, take advantage of it. Grab the $100 off, healthymamachris.com/meal prep. Use code SPRINGPREP for $100 off, or click the link in the show notes. That's what I have for you today. As always, I appreciate you being here, and I hope this was helpful. If you want more episodes like this, please reach out. Let me know over on Instagram at healthymamachris, or over in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, if these kind of roundups of some of my favorite different types of recipes, whether it's meal prep or shortcuts, if they're helpful, I want to hear from you. The only way I know if you're loving episodes is if you let me know. So let me know by reaching out, or you could leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. I always appreciate that as well. Let me know if you try any of these recipes. Tag me over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris or at Healthy Mama Kitchen Pod. I love to see what you are making. And like I said, I'll link all of the recipes in the show notes so you can get meal prepping this week. I hope you all love all of these recipes and you have a great rest of your week. I'll catch you in the next episode. Until next time, happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at healthymamachris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.